Hey, listeners, it's Mike Snyder.
And I'm Brett Molina, and welcome back to Talking Tech.
So, Brett, you know I love TVs, and often I get asked questions from my friends about what to consider when buying a new one. But today we have an expert with us, our pal and colleague Mark Saltzman, and he has a column on tech.usatoday.com about buying a TV. Hey, Mark, thanks for joining us.
Hey, pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me on. Actually, this week, it's what not to buy when you're shopping for a TV. Instead of tips, thought I'd flip it around for this weekend.
Cool.
So if you had to focus on one or two basic tips on what not to buy when it comes to a TV, what would you pick?
So first, and I might get some pushback for this, is I don't think it's the right time to buy 8K. 8K does look great, especially if you're going to invest in an 80 plus inch television, if you've got the budget, but I still think it's kind of early. So not only is it more expensive, and not only is there not a lot of 8K content out there to justify the investment, even though it can upscale HD or 4K to near 8K quality, I don't think you need to do this yet. You know, you'll hear from the salesperson at the big box store, well, you're future-proofing your investment. The issue is this. If you bought a 4K TV when it first came out, you missed out on some other technologies that were arguably even more important than resolution, like HDR 10 plus or Dolby Vision, you know, high dynamic range stuff that increases the brightness and contrast and color of those televisions. So it's not just about resolution. And if you buy an 8K now, in a few years from now, when the prices drop for 8K, you may be missing out. So I'm going to say take a pass on 8K TVs right now, even though there are a few available. And then with 4K, that's kind of a no-brainer that there's a lot of 4K content out right now. However, if you're going to be buying a small-ish TV, like 40 inches, 42 inches, there's probably no need to buy 4K because your eyes won't be able to really tell the difference between a 1080p picture and a 4K picture on a small TV because of pixel density, right? Unless the only caveat is that if you're sitting close to the TV, then you'll notice a difference. But if you're buying a TV maybe for a spare room or, you know, again, it's like, a dorm room or something where it's not a huge investment, you're not a major, you know, home theater enthusiast. If you're getting a 40-odd inch TV, I don't think you need to go 4K. You could probably save a couple of bucks. Stick with HD because unless you're super close, you're not going to be able to tell the difference.
But when you mention 4K, if you're shopping and you see a TV you like and it is a 4K, there's no reason not to get it, right? Because I know a lot of places aren't even stocking regular HD sets anymore.
Yeah, well, for sure, if it's 50, 55 inches in and above, 4K is, it's absolutely time to buy a 4K TV. You're right. And it may even be harder to find a like a 1080p HD TV, but I'm talking about smaller televisions. And sometimes I've noticed, and this is both online and at retail, you may be paying a lot more for a 4K small TV for whatever reason, something to do maybe with the way it's manufactured, but your eyes really won't be able to tell the difference unless you're super close.
So one trap that I've fallen into, and I don't want our listeners to fall into, is when it comes to buying HDMI cables, because you see some of the cables and they promise certain things, but they also cost a little bit more. What should our listeners know about what to buy when it comes to HDMI cables?
In all the years that I've been comparing HDMI cables, and it's been a number of them, I have not seen or heard the difference between a cable from my local dollar store and pricier cables. I'll be honest with you, like just spend the buck or two and see if that does the trick. It's usually limited to 4 or 5 feet. So if you need a longer cable or one with thicker shielding to reduce electronic interference from, say, like a power cord, then fine, you will pay more. But you really could get away with an entry-level HDMI cable. It should be able to handle 4K, 3D, if you're still doing that, and be long enough for what you need. At the very least, if it doesn't do the trick, you're only out a dollar or two. So I'd say go with your local dollar store for an HDMI cable. You'd be surprised that, you know, how comparable that quality is to the more expensive ones. So the brand names will cost more than the no names, but I have yet to, you know, and I've also spoken to real experts here, audiophiles included, and they really can't tell the difference either.
Sounds good. Well, Mark, thank you so much again for joining us. It's always great having you.
Thanks, guys.
Listeners, let's hear from you. If you have any questions or show ideas, you can find us on Twitter. I'm at Brett Molina 23.
And I'm at Mike Snyder. And please don't forget to subscribe and rate us or leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you get podcasts. You've been listening to Talking Tech. We'll be back tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.